regiment's favorite serial killer is back. Thomas Maxwell Belial has returned for Shadow of the Wraith, Book 3 of the Jericho Files, now available in paperback and ebook. This new chapter sees Tom fighting ancient evil beings who have taken a dislike for his adherence to that whole vigilante justice thing. Now he finds himself fighting off these evil forces while evading law enforcement at the same time. Can there be a happy ending for one who lives by the sword? Find out by clicking on the link tree in the description or scanning the QR code on the screen. Happy hunting. What's going on, you pill-popping pussaholics? I can relate. Welcome to...
Ride Roost!
With two Richards in a car.
Yeah!
Heading north away from the sun because we don't want the GoPro to overheat again.
The sun is no fun.
This time of year, it's almost a cruel joke. You know, you get up, oh, it's nice and sunny today. Go outside, it's 3 degrees outside, and your nuts shoot back into your body like they just got evicted from a slingshot.
Well, it is almost 40 degrees, though.
Yeah, it's actually kind of feeling like spring might be coming up around the corner here.
Don't jinx it.
Predicting March 21st.
I don't want to have 20 inches of goddamn snow in April.
That does happen. We are in Michigan. It can happen anywhere, anytime, for any reason.
Swuck my balls. Not doing it.
No thanks. We got us a story here from not a sock, not a crusty sock, I think is what he called himself on a live stream once upon a time.
Yeah.
And the subject of this email is quite fantastic. Forgot the lessons of the pill and got the suppository.
That's the worst way to get it. Let me guess. She said she's on the pill, and she wasn't.
Let's find out.
All right.
I met my ex-fiance, Michaela, on a Christian dating app called Upward back in early April. You have to be careful, because depending on their age, you could wind up with wife material, or you could be the one getting nailed to the cross.
Yep. Them swamp donkeys have strong power in the church.
You men need to wife up these single moms.
And we're gone.
And they walk out.
Bye.
Yeah, no thank you.
No. It's up to Jesus to save. You want to go to Jesus for salvation, you go to men for salivation. There's a difference. Mm. Things were great. Awesome honeymoon period. Thought she was super sweet and had a great heart. Allegedly a virgin at 24. Oh, be still my heart.
Camouflage.
It can happen. But it is not likely with today's modern females.
Current year, she was doing something. She was either gulking or taking it in the pooper.
Oh, they do that all the time. I'm a virgin. Like, you have had more hot dogs in and out of your mouth than a trash can at the ballpark. Don't you get me started on that, woman. Then, July 14th or so, Ford Motors decided to end the contracts of my whole team to bring in two Indian H-1Bs and an Indian call center to handle their IT. Hello, yes, what? I'm sorry, what?
I absolutely hate that.
You said your name was Ron. Maury Povich comes in. That was a lie. Yeah, I feel bad to all like the millennials in our generation who decided to go to college for computer programming, and then all of a sudden these Indian companies and all the Asian companies come in, radically underbid everybody for software contracts. So, yeah,
yep.
Enjoyed that unemployment check. It sucks. Globalism can smurf my taint.
And we need to shut that down.
A little bit. Charity begins at home. You square away your own business at home, then you're in a position to help everybody else. We've been doing that a little backwards, wouldn't you say?
Teeny bit.
I mean, when are y'all going to pay us back for all that money that we keep giving you? You know, like literally they're borrowing to give foreign aid.
Yeah, this is insane. It needs to stop.
Right around this time, her pill failed because she wouldn't take it at the exact same time every day.
That's a lie.
Well, that was her excuse.
Yes.
Well, I just don't take it at the same time every day.
That is a lie.
Now you stop taking it.
That's right. Usually, once you stop taking the pill, you will ovulate within 3 to 5 days.
Dun, dun, dun.
And then,
yeah, missing it by a couple hours doesn't do that, just so we're clear.
And that's like the number one trapping technique women use. I should probably do a video on this.
And then if you find out that they
told you they were on the pill and then deliberately took themselves off it without informing you. Well, it was messing with my mood and making me gain weight. What do you think pregnancy's gonna do?
Uh-huh. And all these grannies out there, that was like the number one thing they would tell their granddaughters who wanted to get married. Just stop taking the pill.
Just stop taking the pill.
There you go.
The more we do this show, the more stories we get from people who experience this kind of nightmare fuel firsthand, the more we know that modern women may be the worst, but they weren't the first.
Yeah, oh my God, yeah.
She had implantation bleeding 2 weeks after her period, and I knew she was pregnant.
Oh no.
I proposed to her a week later since I thought that would be the right thing to do, morally. You may be right, but... Admiral Akbar?
It's a trap!
It's exactly what that is.
A little bit.
And the horror will now unfold.
The horror or the horror?
Both. Well, it all depends upon the plot twists for horror.
Yes. You fold the horror, you unfold the horror.
Yeah. It could be horror.
Horror.
Yeah.
Sloot.
There you go.
Prostitute. Either way, bad news bears. She refused to take the pregnancy test for nearly a month. Seems odd. From July till September, I was applying to every IT job I was qualified for and some I wasn't. Got plenty of interviews, got to second and third rounds most of the time even. Like you do, you're a man.
Yep.
You handle your shit, especially when you know there's a baby on the way.
That's right.
Men provide, women divide. Ooh.
Ooh.
That's terrible. But unfortunately, quite true.
Yeah. Men win the bread, women spread.
60% of the time, if it rhymes, it's right half the time. September 13th, I found out from a rando off of Facebook that she had been sexting him while I slept a foot and a half from her.
Oh my God.
Ooh. You smell that? That is Jack's complete lack of surprise.
Yes.
Yeah. But... she a good Christian woman. She never do that.
She good people.
Jesus comes first.
Yeah, get the hell out of here. Now listen, if Jesus can't save these hoes, what chance do you have?
A lot of them don't think they need saving until their biological clock stops ticking and the snooze button has been, like, worn down to a nub.
That's right.
He got my attention by telling me several private details that there's no way anyone public could have known, and some stuff only she knew.
Ah.
Isn't that one of the loyalty tests that
yes.
you put into place back in the way? You got to tell the woman something that no one else knows and see how long it takes for one of her friends to know it.
Yep. And listen, once that happens, cut away, because that bitch will tell her friends everything you're doing.
Yeah, women who don't respect your privacy don't respect you. Now, there are some things that you should just have to anticipate a woman talking about with her friends. You know, things like technique, stamina, girth.
You know, projects in the house.
Yeah, and you'll find out really quick who their frenemies are if they talk about you in a very positive light that way, because,
Yeah.
All of a sudden, especially if you're making the mistake of throwing down the 23 dick every, you know, Tuesday, Thursday, yeah, they're going to want to sample that. But hey, if she don't respect your privacy.
That's right. She doesn't respect you.
I'm not saying cheat. If you need to cheat, just fucking leave.
Right? Yeah.
I'm just saying.
We're not about that.
No. I was at her grandparents, waiting for her to come home from her nursing school program when I got the message. I was shaking and pacing back and forth, and her grandpa noticed immediately.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was like, Grandpa's got that thing, what's that called? Starts with a W. Wisdom.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of dudes won't find out just how wise their elders are until a situation like this happens. And then they're like, it's like you with the videos, like, were you in the fucking room when that happened? It's not because they're like super smart or anything, they've just been here longer, so.
Yeah, a lot of times they rode through those same storms you are.
Yeah, you can benefit from somebody else's mistakes, you just have to understand that you're not unique and... You know, take them up on it.
You are not a special snowflake.
You don't understand my pain.
That's an arrogant point of view to take, gentlemen. Somewhere, someone is going through exactly the same shit.
Yep.
And that's why you never take the permanent solution to the temporary problem.
Amen.
Because if they can get through it, you can get through it.
Absolutely.
I showed Grandpa the text, then her grandma. Her grandma told me to ignore it. Anybody else want to smack grandma right now?
Yeah, well, listen, all of the women are programmed to an extent to react to things a certain way. And grandma doesn't want to, you know, screw up the status quo.
Yeah.
And willing to sacrifice the father's dignity to do that.
Yep. It gets worse.
Oh, my God.
She then texted my ex-fiancé telling her to delete all the evidence.
Wow! Okay. Damn.
There's a reason why the Good Book has warned us about this stuff. I'm just saying. It's because it is their nature.
Yep.
Unfortunately.
These battles have already been fought. Why we keep, like, revisiting them is beyond me.
Birds of a feather flock and fuck together.
That's right.
I told my ex that I needed her phone when she got there. She slapped it into my hand and stormed off to sit with her grandparents while I sat on the porch. I recovered the deleted texts from her ex and also accidentally from her grandma.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you fucked around by thinking that you could hide text information from a dude with a background in IT.
Wow.
That's like stuffing the nuclear weapon up your own vahooha. Well, it was dick-shaped.
I hope the kid's not his.
I would bet good money at this point that it's not. I walked into the house and said, I found the texts. I'm keeping the phone and will be giving it to an attorney or a legal authority.
Ooh. Okay.
You hear that? That's a symphony of assholes slamming shut.
Yeah.
It's music to my ears.
Dunch, 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 da da. Asshole slamming shut.
Like a time lock at the bank. It wouldn't be so bad if your pussy didn't stank. But no, bitch, it is rank. You can take that to the bank.
She got the shank.
And my penis, it has sank.
Not even worth a yank.
Not even worth a rank or a crank or a spank. I thought this would be what I would have to do to possibly challenge paternity if it came to it. There's your probable cause.
Yes.
I would say, right?
You can always get a paternity test. They're not, you don't need a prescription to buy them here in the United States.
Unless you're in France.
Yeah. And then you just do it on your own. And if it comes back, you're not the father, then you file. And fucking nuke her in court.
Isn't it illegal in France now to
it is. To do challenge so many French fucking cunts are getting French fried, frosted.
No surprise that the French ladies love the wee wee from the PP.
I like to get frosted.
You frost my croissant, daddy.
That's exactly what they like.
Le wee wee.
They don't even shave their armpits.
Yeah, skanks.
Yeah.
Skankzilla!
It's
now duplicate, you know, sound for Tyrannosaurus Rexitus and Skankzilla. So.
Skankzilla?
Skankzilla minus one.
Ooh.
That's after the abortion. Oh, that's terrible. All right, Lord, I apologize. Be with the pygmies.
We're sorry.
Don't give me a walkthrough for that one. This set her, and really, everyone off. Her grandpa got in my face and was yelling. Grandpa's a cuck.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't really escalate back since I was too shocked and numb from everything to really be angry.
Uh-huh.
At this point, I dropped a nuke and raised my voice so I could be heard. I don't know if the baby in her womb is mine. And mic drop.
There you go.
Her grandma threatens to call the police. And I tell her to call them because I'm frankly tired of trying to de-escalate. Cops are called.
Uh-huh.
And I go and talk to them and just collapsed crying. Well, if she had any respect for you standing up for yourself and challenging her version of events, she just lost it.
Yeah. Listen, bro.
You can show your feelings.
I understand this is a shitty situation and you don't want to hear this advice, but if you need to cry, go in your car. Go for a drive.
Yep.
And get it out, but don't let anyone see you doing it.
Amen. When your eyes get wet, she goes dry. And then somebody else's bazooka juice is going to run down her thigh. And you're going to ask why. It's because you cry.
That's right.
Stop it. You hold that shit in and die of a heart attack like a real man.
That's right. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
I was just saying, it's hilarious. Like, the women have been the ones after us for years. Like, you can show us your feelings. It's totally fine. It's okay. And then online, they're telling themselves, like, they tell their boyfriends, it's okay, you can confide in me. And then as soon as they do, I'm just not attracted to him anymore. I don't know why. Stop setting your own death trap.
Yeah. Gosh. And you know what? It's just too much work to stay in your frame. The women of today are not worth it. Just be yourself. If they don't like you, then they're not the woman for you.
Yeah, if they don't like you, done and done.
That's right.
Walk away. Plenty of fish in the sea. And not all of them smell like fish. I ended up asking the cops for a 24-hour psych hold because I had no idea what my mental state was at that time.
Now, I've been there, but I would not ever call for a psych hold on myself.
Yeah. Well, it's better to do that than to take the permanent solution.
I guess.
24 right. hours, not very long, you know, 24 hours just to make sure that you can process your shit in peace without anybody giving you riffraff. So, I get it. For the next 2 months, I'm spiraling the drain. Lost my lease, moved into a spare camper at my uncle's property, and every few days, begging for her to go to counseling for us to reconcile.
Wow.
You know you're just volunteering yourself for the whack-a-man fun time hour. Yeah. Right? Because that's all they're going to do is blame you. Even if she cheated, which we know she did, they're going to find some way to make it your fault.
And you're going to pay for it.
Out the ass. I'm begging to be involved with every step of my daughter's development. She refused to let me be there for the sonogram, to be in the room at birth. At this point, I was completely broken. And you still don't even know if the kid is yours.
That's right.
He's stepping up to the plate and accepting responsibility as if it is, but we still don't know. And that's got to be, I mean, one of the biggest psychological mindfucks that a man can endure, that anyone can endure in this life, is uncertainty. Especially when you know something in your gut, like this kind of betrayal, and you can't prove it.
Yeah, listen to your gut, gentlemen.
Oh.
Listen to your gut.
Yeah. Don't just rearrange hers. Listen to yours.
That's right. Okay?
November 9th, I went to a spot where I found peace for years on the lake. I also took her there on a date before I introduced her to my family. This is not going to be good, is it?
No.
I had my Glock 19 with me. No mag, holster at home, one in the chamber. I had it in my mouth, 3.5 pounds of six on the trigger. I remembered that this is female nature since time immemorial. I thought of my family, called my cousin, and he was there shortly after. Thank God for that. I mean, do you have any idea how many of these things could be avoided if you would just call somebody who understands?
Yep.
And stop thinking that you have to suffer through all this shit alone.
No, just watch my goddamn videos.
That too. It's not like we're making fun of ourselves and 90% of this material or anything.
Yeah.
No, we've never done anything stupid. We've never said she different, she loves me, she good people. She never do that.
Well, because we're perfect.
We're just fine. We have reached the dirt road.
Right now on the dirt road.
We're in the boons. The boondocks. Better than the boondicks.
One slip up and you're in the dirt road.
I gave up my collection for a few months. I remember the things you, SSN, a strong, successful male, if you haven't watched him, definitely check him out.
Boom.
And Better Bachelor taught me before I met her. So you were watching our stuff before you met this woman, and you thought, it'll be fine.
Yep. We've all been there.
It turns out even based dudes who know the deal can get hoodwinked by the poon blinders.
That's right.
A buddy of mine, he's a mid-50s guy, retired airborne who taught me how to shoot. We know guys like that.
Yeah.
Build and maintain rifles and handguns. He's been a crucial part of my support system. He's been drilling home those same lessons. I still have hard days, but I'm doing much better. Haven't thought of the permanent solution in a while.
Good.
Thank you. Well, I didn't think you were writing this from beyond the grave, so I figured things were on the up and up. Well, at least you would hope so. But I've been wrong before.
Yeah. I don't think we can take credit for this one, for life saved.
No, I don't think so. I mean, it was a combination of factors. Obviously, it was his cousin who really stepped in and did the heavy lifting.
Yes.
But, wow. I'm just glad that we could be a part of it.
That's right.
You know? Like, oh, yeah, you know those guys that you watch? you know, that you told me about. Yeah, maybe you should remember. You know, why don't you rewatch some of those videos that you sent me?
Uh-huh.
Even among the based, even smart dudes who know the deal can think they're special and the rules don't apply to them. Unfortunately, no, you're not, and yes, they do.
100%.
A silver lining to all this, her grandpa allowed me a get-out-of-jail-free card.
Uh-huh.
Really? My name won't be on the birth certificate, and they won't come after me for support, but I lose all rights. Travel along with me on this road to devil's advocacy.
Okay.
Why would her grandpa, who was willing to cuck for her in that moment, suddenly be in favor of getting him a get-out-of-jail-free card?
There could be some type of incestory?
I'm not sure, but what I can say is that if your name's not on the birth certificate, chances are the real father's is.
Yeah.
And they're making it seem like they're gifting you a get-out-of-jail-free card, but in reality, her grandpa is just acknowledging that she fucked you.
Yeah.
Figuratively and literally.
I would take it.
And that's one way to admit that you're not the father. Of course, yeah. That's just my opinion. I could be wrong.
Or maybe, yeah, they don't want the test. Yep. Because everyone will be shamed by it.
Exactly. Because, you know, you met her on a Christian mingle site,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, of course.
You don't want that getting out. For all intents and purposes, she got knocked up in a club. We will see if that happens. I may try to be involved, but I'm not sure. I'm currently working at McDonald's, studying for my CDL. Well, there you go.
All right.
Dudes can make good money with a commercial driver's license, man. Planning to be a hobo on 18 wheels for a few years and save as much as I can. No rent, no real home. Mail goes to a family member. We will see where things go from here.
That sounds like a really good plan.
Hey, and at the very least, you're going to have a lot of time to reflect, think on stuff, see where you made mistakes, what you can fix in the future if you decide to give this LTR thing a chance again.
Yep.
And you know what? The most important thing that you can think about is the environment that you were raised in. Because even if it's fucked, it's still going to feel normal to you.
Yeah. And we're sorry this happened to you, man.
No one should ever have to deal with that kind of uncertainty. Is it my kid? Is it not my kid?
Well, first of all, the emotional pain involved in all this is pretty monumental. I mean, the betrayal, that's a hard one.
Yeah.
Then you have the betrayal from family members, friends. I mean, I've been through all that too when I was going through my divorce.
Yeah. And knowing that grandma, who's supposed to be, you know, the model for our modern women, is not only running interference for the whore granddaughter, but instructing her in how to dodge accountability.
What the fuck?
But hey, bro, we've all made the mistake of forgetting things we clearly understand to be true. I'm just glad that you didn't let it take you all the way down 6 feet under.
Yes. You gotta stay in the fight, man.
You can always benefit from the wisdom of somebody else's experience, but nothing's ever gonna hit home as hard as learning those harsh lessons yourself.
Yes.
That's not a prescription, it's just an observation. Because no one should have to learn these lessons. If modern women would just accept accountability for their actions and stop putting everything else off onto men, and you know, modern men too, a lot of modern men are raised by single moms and they're dodging accountability left and right too.
Yeah.
Problem is, they can't. And then they think, it's not fair. And that's how you get the panty fascists.
I just feel sorry for the guy. I mean, that
yeah, me
just
too.
Sucks, man.
I'm glad you're still here.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're still watching. Spread the videos, man. Like your ex is spreading her legs.
Save some lives.
Yeah. And just like his ex's box, okay? That like and subscribe button, you need to hit that shit like it owes you money.
Yep.
Because that's the only way we can escape from algorithmic purgatory.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
There is no mathematical statistician on God's green earth who would take a look at a YouTube account with 132,000 subscribers and say that 0.005% of those people interacting with the material is perfectly fine.
Get out of here.
Yeah. So if you've been unsubbed from this channel, on the regular, let us know in the comments. And if you have stories like this of your own that you think other dudes could benefit from the wisdom of your mistakes, send them our way.
Why don't we start building up our own mailing database with email addresses? So when we put out videos, we can just skip the whole fucking Google notifications and just do it ourselves.
That'd be a Battle Dwarf question right there. Yeah. That's above my pay grade in terms of things I understand about the internet.
I know. I mean, I'm just putting that together. That's all.
I also believe there's a way of not doing it with email addresses, but doing it via text message notification, if memory serves. And let's be honest, even those of us who understand this is a terrible device, most of us are still addicted to them, and we have them on us at all times because people just expect us to now.
Yeah.
It sucks, but it seems to be a fact of life. So use this treacherously evil device for good and scan one of the QR codes on the screen, because if you want to join the regiment and help us out for $5 a month, you get special live streams, early access, and movie nights.
A lot of times in the supporter streams, I'm going through a lot of intel, giving my opinions of what's coming up.
Yep. Ed, you guys have helped to write a lot of the new material, which we appreciate.
Fuck yeah.
And every dollar makes sure that we can keep this going, because YouTube's not paying us, that's for damn sure. So as always, we are not worthy, and we appreciate every single one of you and the 560 lives that you helped put on the board. All right, so to Not a Crusty Sock. It just made me throw up in my mouth a little bit.
Stay in the fight.
Stay in the fight and live out of spite.
Yeah.
And that merch is available on Fourth Wall right now. Click it and stick it.
Out.
And we'll see you next time.